Hello everybody, my name is Jackie, and welcome to Prairie Sports Talk, the podcast where we talk about sports that directly impact the Canadian Prairie. We got a lot to talk about today. In the WHL, the Broncos have given up an insane 10 goals in just two games. But somehow, they won those games because they got a 15-goal total between the two. They also have Geeky ready to make his debut. By the time this podcast has gone live, he will have made his debut. Reed Dick, the starting goaltender, is also getting very close to making his return. Meanwhile, in the CFL, there have been multiple major releases, as well as a major signing. A team has signed a former Grey Cup champion, but I'm not sure why they signed him. Let's talk about it all. You know, when a hockey team surrenders 10 goals in just two games, you don't expect them to win. However, the Swift Current Broncos did exactly that. They gave up 4 goals against the Spokane Chiefs on Friday night, but they won that game 8-4 after a third period offensive explosion. And then the next night, Saturday night, Moose Jaw came to town. And it was 5-1 headed to the third. The Broncos got a very early goal to make it 6-1. And then Moose Jaw got 5 unanswered. 5. It was 6-6 for a few minutes. Fortunately, Josh Filmon got the game winner to make it 7-6. Josh Filmon has been pretty hot recently. In these two games, he had a combined 4 goals, 2 in each. And then he had a further 2 assists in both games, making it so that he had 8 points in just 2 games. That's insane. Filmon is arguably the most underrated Bronco, at least in my opinion. And the Broncos are only adding to their offensive firepower. Connor Geeky will be making his debut on Tuesday night against the Tri-City Americans in Swift. Now, this video is being recorded on the Monday. Today is Monday, January 8th. This video goes live Wednesday, January 10th. That's why I didn't say the date at the beginning of the video. So, as of recording, I don't know what happens in that game. But if something spectacular happens, I will likely make an update video about Geeky. If nothing particular happens, I'll likely just talk about it in my next video on Wednesday. The Broncos are also adding to their roster with getting their starting goaltender Reed Dick back. Ryan Switzer has reported that Reed Dick's return is imminent. That's huge! Reed Dick is a tremendous player. As I said in my first episode, I think if Reed Dick was healthy, he likely would have been in the World Juniors. Unfortunately, he wasn't. But now his return is right around the corner. The Broncos are really starting to step it up. But I don't think it's enough yet. I think the Broncos need to bring in at least one more defenseman. I've said it before and I'll say it again. The defense is the Broncos' biggest weakness right now. So, the Broncos need to make a move. I don't know who they can bring in. I don't know who they should bring in. All I know is they need to bring in a new defenseman. Yes, Dvorak helps. Yes, Pickering is a superstar. But that's not enough. 2 standout defenders isn't enough to make up for pretty average defenders. They need to make a move. I don't know who they'll get, but I think they need to add another defenseman. Time will tell if I'm right. Time will tell if it helps. I think it would. But we'll have to see. You know, this past Thursday, I thought it'd be a great idea to make an update video. Oh my god, 2 Swift Current Broncos stories in just a few days. Oh my god, the Elks just released Stephen Dunball. 2 huge stories. Just after I finished filming and editing that. The CFL, well, they decided to explode. Like, literally, right after I finished the video, there started being major CFL news left, right, and center. The Riders re-signed Mario Elford. They also released Derek Moncrief. Meanwhile, the Elks cut Taylor Cornelius. The Ticats and Bo Levi Mitchell restructure his contract. And then, a few days later, Foghorn Laundry reports that the Elks, for some unknown reason, have signed McLeod Bethel Thompson. Sunday, they officially announced it. What is going on in the CFL right now? There was a lot going on. So, let's start with the Rough Riders since they have two stories. And then we'll talk about the Ticats, and we will finish up with the Elks. So, first things first, let's talk about Mario Elford. He's easily one of my favorite players in the league right now. He's probably the most explosive return man in the CFL right now. Either him or Rovi. Which is ironic because the Owls traded Elford over to Saskatchewan to make room for Rovi so that he could get more returns. But Elford has been a huge piece of the little success the Rough Riders have had these last couple seasons. Every single time he touches the ball, he is a threat to score. Every single time he touches the ball, he's a threat to at least make a big play. Towards the end of last season, punters and kickoff kickers started to kick the ball away from Elford, and understandably so. That man is terrifying. The last thing you want to do on special teams is put the ball in his hand, especially on a missed field goal, because you got all your big men out there, as well as maybe one fast player if a receiver is holding the ball, and your kicker. The kickers don't make a lot of tackles. If the return man breaks the past the line of scrimmage on a missed field goal, let him go. He's going to score. No point in wasting your energy. Elford is a very skilled player. I'm very happy to see him re-sign in Saskatchewan. Although, as a CFL fan, I see this a lot. It's a one-year deal. Again. I'm tired of this. I have been for God knows how long now. But that's the norm in the CFL, especially in Saskatchewan. So, I guess we're ready to go through the motions again next season. Maybe we sign Elford to another one-year deal, and so on and so on until he retires or is no longer effective. The Riders also released one of my favorite players. Derek Moncrief was officially cut. It sucks. He had a really, really rough 2023. I don't blame him in the slightest. I don't know why, but the Rough Riders kept putting a guy built to play linebacker, who played linebacker a lot in the CFL and had a lot of success with it, where they kept putting him at halfback and asking him to cover some of the fastest people, not just in the league, but in Canada in general. I'm not sure why. You put Moncrief at the outside linebacker or even an interior linebacker spot, he's going to get into the backfield, and he's going to terrorize quarterbacks. He's going to terrorize running backs. But he struggles to keep up with halfbacks through no fault of his own. That's not his fault. He's just not as fast as them. Very few people are. That's why you sign halfbacks, which in my opinion, the Rough Riders have one of the best halfback, defensive back, corner, safety calls just in the league. So, it confuses me why they kept putting him at halfback. Moncrief, he's likely going to sign pretty much as soon as free agency starts. I'd say if he sticks around as a free agent for longer than 7-10 days, I'd be shocked. And I think if he signs with a team that wants to put him at linebacker, 2024 is going to be a huge year for him. Moncrief, he's a really, really good player. He has some of the most fundamentally sound tackling in the CFL, in my opinion. He just got a rough shake these last couple years. But He was hoping 2024 goes better for him. Alrighty, now that I'm done rambling about Moncrief for a lot longer than I had planned, let's talk about the Ticats and Bo Levi Mitchell. Bo Levi Mitchell and the Hamilton Tiger Cats have restructured his deal. The deal was originally 3 years long and was worth $1.6 million. To NFL fans, that may not sound like a lot, but to CFL fans, that's quite a bit. And the new deal, as far as I can tell, the length hasn't changed, and it has a lot more performance incentives, by the sounds of things. According to Global News, it will be worth roughly $225,000. Fair enough. Not necessarily a bad deal. If I'm Bull, I'm happy with this. I get to stick around with a team for at least a couple more seasons. If I'm Hamilton, I'm not overly upset either. But personally, me specifically, I'm a little confused. I think Bo Levi should have retired in 2021. The signs were there that he was starting to fall off. He stuck around in 2022, and Jake Mayo became the guy in Calgary. Yes, Mayo just had a rough season in 2023, but it happens. Calgary needs to strengthen up their O-line like so many other CFL teams do. Rough Riders! Excuse me, I don't know where that came from. But the Ticats, they have a quarterback who I think should be retired. And they don't have much behind him. I believe their backup is Schiltz. He's not bad. He's a solid depth quarterback. But at the moment, that's it. He's a depth quarterback. I'm not sure if Bo Levi can still be a starter in this league. Bo was making a lot of really bad reads in the limited playing time he got last season. I would have loved to see how his full season would have went if he hadn't been injured. But unfortunately, it's football. Injuries happen. They happen to every team. I'm not overly sure if Bo Levi will make it through the 2024 season uninjured as well. But if I'm Bo, I'm either retiring after this season, or I'm retiring as the contract is up. Maybe sign a one-day contract with Calgary to retire as the Stampedo. Alright, on to what we've all come here for. Let's talk about the Edmonton Elks. Wow, that's a phrase I never thought I'd say. We've all come here to talk about the Edmonton Elks? What? But yeah. The Elks have cut Taylor Cornelius. A lot of eyebrows were raised last season when he got signed to a major deal in Edmonton and Chris Jones named him the starter. Trey Ford is right there. Why isn't Trey Ford your starter? You know what? Whatever. Cornelius is gone now. He was going to make $100,000 guaranteed this season. But he's gone. He's a free agent. He might re-sign somewhere as a short yardage QB. He's very good at that. He's very good at short yardage. But awesome. Trey Ford is the man in Edmonton. He was the only bright spot in Edmonton last season, in my opinion. Awesome. We're going to get a full season of the future of Canadian football in Trey Ford. Well, Chris Jones disagrees, because the Edmonton Elks turned around and went out and signed McLeod Bethel-Thompson. Now, no disrespect to Thompson. Bethel-Thompson is a tremendous player. He won a Grey Cup for a reason. But Edmonton didn't need a new quarterback. They have Trey Ford. He's right there. Trey Ford should be the starter. In my opinion, he'd be the starter for almost any other CFL team that isn't run by Chris Jones, but nope. The future of Canadian football will have to wait at least another season. Bethel-Thompson has signed for 1 year in Edmonton and could reach up to $500,000 with incentives. Oh, Chris. Like I said in my update video on Thursday, if the Elks don't have at least a 500 season this year, Jones is likely gone. So, what now? Well, I would not be shocked if there are a lot of CFL teams that are reaching out to Edmonton asking about the availability of Ford. There might be, there might not be. I'd hope there is. I hope that CFL GMs and CFL coaches have seen what the CFL fans have over the last couple of years, that Trey Ford is a player with a tremendous upside, and as far as we've seen so far, no major downside. I don't understand why Edmonton's not starting him. Bethard Thompson, I know that he was looking for a new team and wanted to come back to the CFL after the New Orleans Breakers were not included in the XFL-USFL merger into the UFL. But that doesn't mean you have to sign him. Bethard Thompson, he's going to make Edmonton a better team than they were last season. My question is, though, will he make it better than Ford would have if Ford was the starter? I'd love to hear your guys' opinions on this. But yeah, that's everything I have for you guys today. If you're watching on YouTube, be sure to like, comment, subscribe. If you're listening on Spotify, be sure to follow the 13th Man Podcast Network. I hope you guys all have a great day and a great week. This is Jackie for Prairie Sports Talk signing off. Stay safe, stay strong. You got this.